Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on Care Radio. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're joined now by the Morehill Mounts Academy boys basketball coach. That is Christian Wessel, brought to you by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Amberwell Health. Coach, it's been a busy week since we last spoke. Essentially, three games in a row with no practice time. Obviously, it started Friday with that loss to Jefferson County North. But I want to talk about the two games you played Monday, Tuesday. Let's start with Monday at Centralia, stepping out of league play for a tough one against a 1A opponent. But 64-57, let's start there. A road win against a very good 1A team in Centralia.
I thought it was a really tough performance from our kids. I thought we won all the effort plays, which is something that we emphasize that we have to do. They're a good, strong, physical team. And especially the second half, I thought we started rebounding the ball better. We took some good looks. We hit some of them. Still probably could have shot the ball a little bit better. But that was a big win for us.
Yeah, and then essentially your third game in a row with no practice time on Tuesday night. You know, Valley Falls right now, they've probably been the hottest team. You know, once we've been out of the holiday break, they have been playing as good as anybody in this league, and it appeared to just be a tremendous basketball game on Tuesday night at Valley Falls. Ultimately, the Dragons get the win, 71-65. But take us back to Tuesday night and just kind of a few key takeaways from that one.
Yeah, I obviously wish the game would have went the other direction, but it was a really fun basketball game. I thought it was a high-quality game. You know, I think the Northeast Kansas League has really stepped up with boys basketball just in general. Across the board, and you see us compete well against all these other leagues now. And that was indicative of that. It was just a high quality game amongst two really good teams. You know, Valley Falls is, you know, when you go play there that, Gatzmeyer is going to have them ready to go and be tough. And, you know, I thought after the game, my assessment is that they beat us. We didn't beat ourselves. I thought we came out and played hard. We executed our game plan. The Cervantes kid hit, I think, like six threes. Second half, he was knocking them down, and honestly, I thought we were guarding them pretty well. And so it went their way. Our kids were, you know, disappointed. But as a coach, I was proud of the effort. I was proud of a lot of our execution. I think a few things, you know, we could have tightened up to maybe try to get the win, but it was a good game amongst two really good NBK schools.
You can finally take a step back and at least have a couple days of practice, you know, before the matchup on Friday at home against Troy. Troy is solid, man, another really good team in this league. What do you see potentially in that matchup on Friday and some challenges that the Trojans are going to bring?
It's just another high-quality basketball team, which is what we're expecting in this league now. And, you know, I think that they have an inside presence that's going to be a real challenge for us. You know, and they can also play on the outside as well, a little bit more inside to out. And so, you know, our biggest weakness right now is trying to contain the inside. And so that's just a point of emphasis for us. We have the personnel and the weapons to do it. I think it's just something that requires a lot of effort. You know, and then just telling the guys to stay focused. You know, they have a lot of pressure on themselves. There's a lot of expectations that they have, which I like, and they need to have it. You know, we're not in a terrible spot record wise. But they're definitely kind of down. And so just keeping them up, you know, I mean, our point guard, he's been fighting some illness and sick, and so he's been out, and with him out, we have nobody on the court has played varsity basketball until this season. So we have five brand new players. And we're young, and we're working through a lot of things. So just trying to keep them focused on the next game and getting better one game at a time. And I think we're a better basketball team than we were in, you know, late November today. And just keep going to get better has got to be our focus every night, regardless of who we're playing.
Well, it seems like one player that's been getting better for you is Jace Campbell. What can you tell us about him? Obviously, he's kind of stood out to you here in 2026.
Yeah, I mean, to go from being a kid, this is basically his first year playing varsity, at least, you know, at high minutes and pressure situations, and just gaining the confidence as a player coming out. I mean, he had 29 points against Valley Falls. You know, and they're a good defensive team, and so that was impressive. He's had other 20-plus point performances. He's our leading scorer right now. He's defending extremely well, and he's just super confident. And so seeing him blossom and gain that confidence in such a quick time, I mean, you know, he's only, you know, what are we, about 12 games into his varsity career.
Yeah.
And to be doing what he's doing right now is pretty impressive.
Yeah, really good to see. And obviously you want to keep that momentum going with him and getting some other guys kind of piggybacking off that. Well, we mentioned Troy coming up on Friday, but real quick, just last thing here before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always. So we got the midseason tournament next week, 39th annual McLouth Invitational. You guys taking part in that once again, your first round game against McLouth Monday night. But, you know, Pleasant Ridge, Riverside, Horton, teams out of the NEKL, but Bishop Ward, Casey Christian, Maranatha also in this field. So next week, just kind of stepping out of the norm just a touch, kind of getting that sub-state tournament style of schedule, kind of a good mix and kind of a good jumping off point, you know, once we get to postseason, you know, late February. But just your thoughts on the McLouth tournament next week with McLouth on deck Monday night.
You know, going and playing the home team is always going to be a challenge in the first round. We got the late game, so we're going to be playing much later than we normally do. So there's a few little strange factors that we just got to be tough and get through. And then looking ahead just to a good tournament week, you know, you've done this job long enough and people that have been around basketball in this part of the state know that midseason tournament, you know, is often the inflection point for a team, you know, especially a young team, which we are. And so, you know, you kind of battle through these early season kinks and then you get to the midseason and you start seeing it come together. And that's what gives birth to a lot of late season playoff teams. And I really, you know, I'm confident that the midseason tournament's going to be that for us. I really am. And, you know, we're looking forward to going down there playing one game at a time. You know, if you want to win a sub-state, you got to win three games in 1 week, including one on a Saturday. And so that's kind of our mindset, is it's a sub-state practice to get ready for playoffs. But it's also a, you know, good thing to go down there and pick up a tournament win.
Moore Hill Mount Academy boys basketball coach Christian Wessel joining us. We always appreciate it. They'll be at home Friday against Troy, and then a quick turnaround. McLouth tournament starts Monday night for the Ravens. They play that late game, 8:15 start time, taking on the host Bulldogs next week, Monday night. Well, Coach, we really appreciate it, man. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you in the midst of that midseason tournament next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks.